With and Al Capone.
Association of some sorts.
In the world, this is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. China expert Gordon Chang will be with me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to take a look at some specific issues related to that country and why Gordon Chang feels the way that he does about the direction that China is going in. That's going to be at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. Have a series of news stories that we could talk about this morning and we'll be talking about in the next couple of hours. Interestingly enough, we need to maybe glance briefly at what CNN is saying about tonight's presidential debate in the Republican Party. 10 GOP presidential hopefuls to debate in New Hampshire Tuesday night. Fred Thompson is not an official candidate, but he's already influencing the race. Candidates are trying to separate themselves from Bush without criticizing him. This is basically the spin the CNN is undertaking as of today in regard to tonight's presidential debate up in New Hampshire on the Republican side of the aisle. Let's take a look at a couple of these ideas. The first is that Fred Thompson is not an official candidate, but he's already influencing the race. You know, I don't know who and what is behind Fred Thompson, but it becomes abundantly clear that corporate media is increasingly fascinated by his candidacy. Why is that? I don't pretend to know at this particular juncture, but the mere fact that they are suggests something, and we should be looking for deeper explanations. The other candidate, of course, who is the darling of certain elements in media and certain elements in the neoconservative right, is Newt Gingrich. We've not heard anything yet from him, but suffice it to say that in both instances, with Thompson and with Gingrich, we're looking at people that are likely to be more directly involved in this whole process in the days ahead. If you look at CNN's story, it's also important for what they don't say. Once again, Ron Paul is relegated to the status of being a so-called second-tier Republican candidate. The other thing that becomes abundantly clear when we look at Ron Paul's candidacy is that there's next to nothing that is being said about him on the part of mainstream media. Why is that? Let's take a look at the last page, or the last paragraph, I should say, of CNN's coverage this morning of the Republican presidential debate that's to be held tonight in New Hampshire. As you go to the very, very bottom of the page, we are told that the debate field will be rounded out by a series of other candidates. Rudolph Giuliani is described as the front runner in most polls. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas is mentioned. Representatives Ron Paul of Texas and Duncan Hunter of California, and former governors Jim Gilmore of Virginia and Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin. Very fascinating, isn't it, that Rudolph Giuliani is being described as the front runner in most polls. When we look at the actual feedback that has come in regard to the two presidential debates that have been held thus far on the part of the Republican Party, Ron Paul has done significantly well in both of those debates, both the MSNBC poll as well as the Fox News poll. As a matter of fact, in both instances, he finished in the top two. And yet corporate media is continuing to ignore him, and to the extent that he's covered at all, he is demonized, either directly or by implication, as some sort of a kook for suggesting that there is a direct linkage between the foreign policy of the United States and the blowback that we experienced on September the 11th, 2001. No question about it that Ron Paul is being ignored, that is the strategy that that corporate press is attempting to undertake. We'll see how it plays in the days ahead. The fact of the matter is that it would seem to be obvious that Ron Paul will need to do extremely well in the initial caucuses and debates in order to sustain himself all the way through to the Republican nomination in the summer of 2008. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be back with some news analysis. We'll be talking to Gordon Chang, the expert on China, 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined today at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time by Gordon Chang, who's an expert on China, talking about a past book that he has written on that subject and why he feels the way that he does about the overall direction in which China is going to be heading in the days ahead. You know, we've talked a little bit before the break about the whole business of tonight's presidential debate in the Republican Party. There are 10 Republicans who want to be president. They will take the stage Tuesday night for their first debate in New Hampshire and Manchester, New Hampshire, hoping to make an impression on the voters who will cast ballots in the nation's first primary early next year. You know, as I've said before, I think Ron Paul is the only real, genuine candidate in this debate. A series of other people, according to CNN, are trying to separate themselves from Bush without criticizing him. You know, folks, I think right there you have it. This is what is going on in the Republican Party. This is a very tragic situation. It's tragic for the entire country. But the fact of the matter is there's no real way of running away from the Bush record. We've talked about it many times on this show, both in regard to trade and budget deficits, in regard to the illegal immigration issue, as well as the whole business of this unwinnable war of counterinsurgency in Iraq. And, of course, Mr. Bush's utilization of executive orders to move this country in the direction of an unconstitutional police state and to expand this military conflict into Iran. That's basically Mr. Bush in a nutshell. I don't think that that's a record that anyone really wants to run on. And how you try to separate yourself from that kind of a record without criticizing Mr. Bush is an absolutely impossible task, and hopefully the voters will see through it. The alternative, of course, to the Republican Party is the Democratic Party. We all know what the story is there as well. It is a totally losing situation, and therefore we are looking at Ron Paul as the only candidate that we can possibly support in the Republican Party primaries. And assuming that Ron Paul does not pull off an absolute miracle, and assuming that he is not the Republican nominee for president, we are then looking at some sort of a third-party presidential candidacy. This then gets back to something that we were discussing the other day when we had Dr. Jerome Corsi on this show. Dr. Corsi, of course, has written the book Atomic Iran, among other things. He has a Ph.D. from Harvard. He is featured very prominently with both WorldNet Daily and Human Events. If you're familiar with those, you know that Joseph Farah's WorldNet Daily has an awful lot of things to say that are quite good on immigration and on the North American Union. WorldNet Daily, of course, for that purpose, uses Jerome Corsi with great frequency to talk about that subject and those subjects. On the other hand, WorldNet Daily, like Human Events, has a very strong orientation towards supporting Israel and the Middle East. And to the extent that that's going on, it seems to me that there's a whole other agenda with both WorldNet Daily and Human Events when it comes to the area of American foreign policy. It is there that I think we have to look very, very closely at what is going on with those publications. And I think we need to look closely at what could happen with a third-party candidacy in the fall of 2008 at the Constitution Party. Should we support it or shouldn't we? We'll examine that just briefly when we come back, and then take a look at a piece for the Center for Public Integrity by Yossi Melman, an Israeli intelligence asset. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gordon Chang will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. He is an expert on China. I first found out about Gordon through the American Free Press. There was reference made to him in an article, and he's one of the people that I subsequently began to research and pursue. I have a whole list of folks in this regard that I have not yet talked to that are potential guests for this show, and I'm going to be speaking to them in the days ahead. In order that I might continue recruiting some very good, very quality guests to be on in my time segment. You know, this has proven to be a real problem for me in regard to West Coast guests. I have an individual that I'd like to get on this show as early as tomorrow who is available, but with that two-hour time difference between Pacific and Central, it's very difficult for him to be on in the 7 a.m. time frame Central, because that means 5 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. So we're going to work around that in regard to maybe trying to do a taped show. I want to talk to my technician about that at some juncture, because there are a couple of people, including Matthias Chang in Malaysia, who would like to be on Mark Dankoff's America, who can't fit their schedules with mine in terms of my current time segment, and maybe there'd be an opportunity to do a show with them by tape that we could subsequently put into my normal segment between 7 and 10 a.m. Central Time. So that's something that we need to get covered and need to get figured out in order that I can have all of the people on that I need to have on this show in order to facilitate some really good things both for you and for me and for the Republic Broadcasting Network in the days ahead. You know, we've been talking about This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We temporarily lost you, I guess, this morning. I assume we are back online, are we, Ken? Very good. I was just saying before we lost contact with the listeners that they can go to globalresearch.ca. That's Dr. Michael Chosadowski's Center for Research on Globalization. And there you can discover a video that is found in the feature articles. It's entitled "The Council on Foreign Relations Controls the American Media." It's essential viewing, I'm confident. I'll post it later at Breaking All the Rules News on the front page. We'll try to take a look at it sometime today in between research on other subjects and guest recruitment in order that we might evaluate it maybe as early as tomorrow in regard to what is actually contained in that video, which is available to you online. But Global Research describes it as a brilliant historical analysis of the Council on Foreign Relations' influence on the corporate media. A world system of financial control requires control of the media. Media giants created under the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, you can find that at globalresearch.ca, the Center for Research on Globalization. That is Dr. Michael Chosadowski's site. You can find him up in Canada. He's been a guest on this show. I think if we are to watch this video, which I hope you do in the next couple of days, you'll see the real reasons for the way that CNN has been spinning this Republican presidential coverage, as well as the Democratic presidential coverage. We'll be back with Gordon Chang at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gordon Chang, the expert on China, will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning, about an hour and a half from now, to discuss that country, what he perceives of the direction of China as a result of some things that he has said in his book on the subject, what it means for you and for me as Americans. This is going to be very, very interesting to watch in the days ahead, especially as we are borrowing more money from China, from their banks, in order to do this war in the Middle East. Our trade deficit with China is off the charts. The Chinese are very much involved, of course, in the so-called North American Union. Let's face it, folks, they've moved into the former Kelly Air Force Base right here in San Antonio, which used to be a major logistical hub for the United States Air Force. Why are they here? They could have something to do with the NAFTA superhighway between Mexico and Canada that's going to come right through San Antonio and the I-35 corridor between San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas, that the Chinese are preparing the way to bring an entirely new era and new level of their manufactured goods into North America at prices that will continue to destroy the American trucking and manufacturing sectors of the economy, and that will bring us that much closer to the kind of globally managed economy that will benefit an elite, but will not benefit you at all. That will hopefully come up tonight in the Republican presidential debates, but don't bet on it. Because as we have already discussed this morning, Dr. Michael Chosadowski at globalresearch.ca has a very important video on the Council on Foreign Relations and the way in which they control the American press. That control enables the powers that be to manipulate and control political and cultural and economic events and circumstances. The only way around that, among other things, is support of alternative media. I'll say later about that this morning, but quite clearly when it comes to both the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press, to name two, we both need your support on an ongoing basis. I'll say more about it in about 20 minutes from now. But I'd go on to say that I have an article that's coming up that my listeners are already aware of that's going to be in AFP this week. So those of you who subscribe to the American Free Press can take a look at it. You will see it at when you get your copy, probably Thursday, I would imagine. But it's also available online through a couple of my own sites. And it's managed to weave its way already into Malaysia with Matthias Chang, and to Don Wassell's American Nationalist Union. Mark Glenn has posted it at a subsidiary site of his Crescent and Cross that is called The Ugly Truth. It's even made its way to a site that describes how to get to Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery here in San Antonio. I don't know how it made it there. Somebody put it there with a link to Matthias Chang's Perdana peace operation there in Malaysia. But suffice it to say that the American Free Press, like the Republic Broadcasting Network, those two outlets have proven to be almost your only sources of reliable news, along with whatever you trust on the Internet. This is where we are, and it involves a corporate Zionist takeover of the American news media that in turn relates to the entire political process This will obviously be accentuated again tonight for those of you who watch the Republican presidential debates that will be coming from New Hampshire. Speaking of takeovers, Tim Sharrock has a piece today at globalresearch.ca entitled "The Corporate Takeover of U.S. Intelligence." The U.S. government, in the synopsis description of this article, now outsources a vast portion of its spying operations to private firms. Private firms with zero public accountability. Take a look at that article. I'm going to be reading portions of it this morning. Tim Sharrock's piece entitled "The Corporate Takeover of U.S. Intelligence." Find it at globalresearch.ca up in Canada, which is the official website of the Center for Research on Globalization. Tim says that more than 5 years into the global war on terror, spying has become one of the fastest-growing private industries in the United States. The federal government relies more than ever on outsourcing for some of its most sensitive work, though it has kept details about its use of private contractors a closely guarded secret. Intelligence experts and even the government itself have warned of a critical lack of oversight for the booming intelligence business. On May 14th, at an industry conference in Colorado sponsored by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the United States government revealed for the first time how much of its classified intelligence budget is spent on private contracts, a whopping 70%. 70%. Based on this year's estimated budget of at least $48 billion, that would come to at least $34 billion in contracts. The figure was disclosed by Terry Everett, a senior procurement executive in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the agency established by Congress in 2004 to oversee the 16 agencies that make up the U.S. intelligence infrastructure. A copy of Everett's unclassified PowerPoint slide presentation, titled "Procuring the Future," and dated May 25th, was obtained by Salon. It has since become available on the DIA's own website. Quote, "We can't spy if we can't buy," unquote, one of the slides proclaims, underscoring the enormous dependence of U.S. intelligence agencies on private sector contracts. The DNI figures show that the aggregate number of private contracts awarded by intelligence agencies rose by about 38% from the mid-1990s to 2005. But the surge in outsourcing has been far more dramatic, measured in dollars. Over the same period of time, the total value of intelligence contracts more than doubled, from about $18 billion in 1995 to about $42 billion in 2005. "Those numbers are startling," said Stephen Aftergood, the director of the Project on Government Secrecy at the Federation of American Scientists and an expert on the U.S. intelligence budget. Quote, "They represent a transformation of the Cold War intelligence bureaucracy into something new and different that is literally dominated by contractor interests," unquote. Because of the cloak of secrecy thrown over the intelligence budgets, there is no way for the American public or even much of Congress to know how these contractors are getting the money, what they're doing with it, or how effectively they are using it. The explosion in outsourcing has taken place against a backdrop of intelligence failures for which the Bush administration has been hammered by critics, from Saddam Hussein's fictional weapons of mass destruction to abusive interrogations that have involved employees of private contractors operating in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Aftergood and other experts also warn that the lack of transparency creates conditions ripe for corruption. Trey Brown, a DNI press officer, told Salon that the 70% figure disclosed by Everett refers to everything that U.S. intelligence agencies buy, from pencils to buildings to, quote, "whatever devices we use to collect intelligence," unquote. Asked how much of the money doled out goes toward big-ticket items like military spy satellites, he replied, quote, "we really can't talk about those kinds of things," unquote. The media has reported on some contracting figures for individual agencies, but never before for the entire U.S. intelligence enterprise. In 2006, the Washington Post reported that a, quote, "significant majority," unquote, of the employees at two key agencies, the National Counterterrorism Center and the Pentagon's Counterintelligence Field Activity Office, were contractors. At CIFA, the number was more than 70%. More recently, former officers with the Central Intelligence Agency have said the CIA's workforce is about 60% contractors. But the statistics alone don't even show the degree to which outsourcing has penetrated U.S. intelligence. Many tasks and services once reserved exclusively for government employees are being handled by civilians. For example, private contractors analyze much of the intelligence collected by satellites and low-flying unmanned aerial vehicles, and they write reports that are passed up the line to high-ranking government officials. They supply and maintain software programs that can manipulate and depict data used to track terrorist suspects both at home and abroad, and determine what targets to hit in hot spots in Iraq and Afghanistan. Such data is also at the heart of the National Security Agency's massive eavesdropping programs, and may be one reason the DNI is pushing Congress to grant immunity to corporations that may have cooperated with the NSA over the past 5 years. Contractors also provide collaboration tools to help individual agencies communicate with each other, and they supply security tools to protect intelligence networks from outside tampering. Outsourcing has also spread into the realm of human intelligence. At the CIA, contractors help staff oversee stations and provide disguises used by agents working undercover. According to Robert Bayer, the former CIA officer who was the inspiration for the character played by George Clooney in the film Syriana, a contractor stationed in Iraq even supervises where CIA agents go in Baghdad and whom they meet. Quote, "It's a completely different culture from the way the CIA used to be run, when a case officer determined where and when agents would go," he told me in a recent interview. "Everyone I know in the CIA is leaving and going into contracting, whether they're retired or not," unquote. The DNI itself has voiced doubts about the efficiency and effectiveness of outsourcing. In a public report released last fall, the agency said the intelligence community increasingly, quote, "finds itself in competition with its contractors for our own employees," unquote. Faced with arbitrary staffing limits and uncertain funding, the report said that intelligence agencies are forced, quote, "to use contractors for work that may be borderline, inherently governmental," quote unquote, meaning the agencies have no clear idea about what work should remain exclusively inside the government versus work that can be done by civilians working for private firms. The DNI also found that, quote, "those same contractors recruit our own employees already cleared and trained at government expense and then lease them back to us at considerably greater expense," unquote. The Senate Intelligence Committee report released on Thursday spells out the cost to taxpayers. It estimates that the average annual cost for a government intelligence officer is $126,500 compared to the average $250,000 paid by the government for an intelligence contractor. Given this cost disparity, the report concluded, quote, "the committee believes that the intelligence community should strive in the long term to reduce its dependence upon contractors," unquote. The DNI began an intensive study of contracting last year, but when its, quote, "IC Corps Contractor Inventory," unquote, report was sent to Congress in April, DNI officials refused to release its findings to the public, citing risks to national security. The next month, a report from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence rebuked the DNI in unusually strong language, concluding that U.S. officials, quote, "do not have an adequate understanding of the size and composition of the contractor workforce, a consistent and well-articulated method for assessing contractor performance, or strategies for managing a combined staff contractor workforce," unquote. U.S. intelligence budgets are classified, and all discussion about them in Congress is held in secret. Much of the information, however, is available to intelligence contractors who are at liberty to lobby members of Congress about the budgets, potentially skewing policy in favor of the contractors. For example, Science Applications International Corporation, SAIC, one of the nation's largest intelligence contractors, spent $1,330,000 in their congressional lobbying efforts in 2006, which included a focus on the intelligence and defense budgets, according to records filed with the Senate's Office of Public Records. The public, of course, is completely excluded from these discussions. Quote, "it's not like a debate when someone loses," said Aftergood. "There is no debate. And the more work that migrates to the private sector, the less effective congressional oversight is going to be," unquote. From that secretive process, he added, "there's, quote, only a short distance to the Duke Cunninghams of the world and the corruption of the process in the interest of private corporations," unquote. In March 2006, Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican of California, who had resigned from Congress several months earlier, was sentenced to 8 years in prison after being convicted of accepting more than $2 million in bribes from executives with MZM, a prominent San Diego defense contractor. In return for the bribes, Cunningham used his position on the House Appropriations and Intelligence Committees to win tens of millions of dollars worth of contracts for MZM at the CIA and at the Pentagon's CIFA office, which has been criticized by Congress for spying on American citizens. The MZM case deepened earlier this month when Kyle Dusty Fogo, the former deputy director of the CIA, was indicted for conspiring with former MZM CEO Brent Wilkes to steer contracts toward the company. U.S. intelligence agencies have always relied upon private companies for technology and hardware. Lockheed built the famous U-2 spy plane under specifications from the CIA, and dozens of companies from TRW to Polaroid to Raytheon helped develop the high-resolution cameras and satellites that beamed information back to Washington about the Soviet Union and its military and missile installations. The National Security Agency, which was founded in the early 1950s to monitor foreign communications and telephone calls, hired IBM, Cray, and other companies to make the supercomputers that helped the agency break encryption codes and transform millions of bits of data into meaningful intelligence. By the 1990s, however, commercial developments in encryption, information technology, imagery, and satellites had outpaced the government's ability to keep up, and intelligence agencies began to turn to the private sector for technologies they once made in-house. Agencies also turned to outsourcing after Congress, as a part of the peace dividend that followed the end of the Cold War, cut defense and intelligence budgets by about 30%. When the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency was created in 1995 as the primary collection agency for imagery and mapping, for example, it immediately began buying its software and much of its satellite imagery from commercial vendors. Today, half of its 14,000 workers are full-time equivalent contractors who work inside NGA facilities but collect their paychecks from companies like Booz Allen Hamilton and Lockheed Martin. In the late 1990s, the National Security Agency began outsourcing its internal telecommunications and even some of its signals analysis to private companies such as Computer Services Corp. and SAIC. Outsourcing increased dramatically after 9/11. The Bush administration and Congress, determined to prevent further terrorist attacks, ordered a major increase in intelligence spending and organized new institutions to fight the war on terror, such as the National Counterterrorism Center. To beef up these organizations, the CIA and other agencies were authorized to hire thousands of analysts and human intelligence specialists. Partly because of the big cuts of the 1990s, however, many of the people with the skills and security clearances to do that work were working in the private sector. As a result, contracting grew quickly as intelligence agencies rushed to fill the gap. That increase can be seen in the DNI documents showing contract award dollars. Contract spending, based on the DNI data and estimates from this period, remained fairly steady from 1995 to 2001 at about $20 billion a year. 2002, they jumped to $32 billion. By 2003, they reached $42 billion. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll continue looking at Tim Sharrock's article, The Corporate Takeover of U.S. Intelligence. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gordon Chang, the China expert, will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We will spend 1 hour discussing China. That seems kind of humorous, doesn't it? Those are the limitations of radio and of time, that when you get an expert like Gordon Chang to come on to talk about China, you've got 1 hour to cover what you can't cover in a literal lifetime. But he's the China scholar, I'm not, and therefore we will utilize him for the hour that we have to try and help you and me with an understanding of what is going on in that country and what it means in the days ahead. Are we living in a fascist state, folks? This is something that was suggested by our guest yesterday. If you've not heard of Greg Felton before, I hope you avail yourselves of his book, The Host and the Parasite, which you can find at Dandelion Books. Greg was suggesting, of course, from Vancouver, British Columbia, that the United States is in the process of becoming a fascist state. I suspect that when you look at some of the things that are at globalresearch.ca today, that you might agree with Greg Felton. I know I certainly do. That video that's listed on the homepage of globalresearch.ca, it's entitled The Council on Foreign Relations Controls the American Media. I'm going to be taking a look on at that one specifically in the next day or so and posting it at Breaking All the Rules News. The Tim Sherrock article, which we've been looking at before the last commercial break, is entitled The Corporate Takeover of U.S. Intelligence. U.S. intelligence, more than ever, is becoming an extension of mega corporate globalist conglomerates that are designed to destroy what was the American culture, the American republic, the American economy. That's the way it is, folks. This is what we are headed toward, or maybe more accurately, what we're presently in the middle of. How do we fight it? How do we fight it? One of the ways in which we fight it is by not only speaking our mind, but empowering those who are involved in alternative media, good, responsible alternative media. That includes the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need your help, folks. There's no way that this network can continue. There's no way that the American Free Press can continue to do its job in Washington, D.C., unless we have your serious, and I mean serious, help in the days ahead. You can contact us in one of three ways. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. But after 6 p.m., ask for extension 115. Prior to 6 p.m. Central, use extension 116 when you call that telephone number, 1-800-724-2719. You can contact us by the Internet, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send donations via U.S. mail to the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, that's like Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take another look at this Tim Sherrock story about the corporate takeover of U.S. intelligence. We'll also look at what Yossi Millman has to say about the role of the United States in adopting the targeted killings policies of the nation of Israel. And Shank, join us at 9 a.m. Central. Stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah,